Hey, we're here. So we just got in. What are you doing? Just laying around. Yeah, we see. Well, I'll give you some points right away for answering your phone quickly, for being in your bedroom, for having the lights on. Congratulations. Maybe you do like us. Well, I had my doubts. What were we doing? Out at a party. Yeah, just friends from school. Listen, we can do the small talk thing if you'd like, but not like this. Let's see puppy pose. Good. Yeah, boxers down. And that's right, all the way back. Look, I do believe you're getting hard exposing yourself. Yeah, good point, Kayla. Hey, tell us, do you have rock hard six-pack abs? No? Well, doesn't matter. We want to see them. Come on. Kayla says it's not really puppy pose unless we see your belly, too. That's right. Up with the shirt. Besides, it's only fair. You got to see a lot more of us out by the pool yesterday. Yeah, no, that's no six-pack. That's okay. You're probably like, what, 30? Anyway, plus your hardware counts most. So are you ready to stroke it for us? Oh, really? You want us to come down there? Nope, that's right. My daddy's not home tonight. What if we wanted you to come up here? Yeah. Aw, who's the eager boy? What if we made you come up just like that? You know, boxers down to your knees and shirt pulled up over your belly. You'd look ridiculous hobbling slowly down the hallway with your dick bouncing side to side, like some kind of pervo zombie. Yeah, okay. And Kayla says you have to stay hard the whole way. We'll watch you come down the hallway, and if you lose your hard on, you have to go back to your room and start over. Yeah, he hates the idea. We should totes make him do that later. Okay. Listen, we want you to start teasing that hard dick of yours. Just use one finger, though. Yeah, now. That's right. Slowly up and down. Do you like that? Feels good. Probably would feel better if you used your whole hand, though, huh? That wasn't permission. Just tease yourself. It's time to get horny. It's not time to get off. Because I want to tell you all about this awesome picture I got last night. Thank you so much for this. Your cock is so hard here, and I love the extra touch of the small string of pre-cum connecting your dick to the doorknob. Yeah, obviously I liked it, or I wouldn't have called you. It's so much better than seeing your dick from far away like this. Yeah, well, thanks for the invite. I might have to visit you tonight. Your dick looks so suckable here. Oh, groaning. You're getting pretty hot, huh? Well, I want to be nice to you for sending me the nice picture so you can wrap your hand around that cock and give it a few full strokes. But to make it like I'm stroking you, I'm gonna control your hand. You can take one stroke each time I say stroke. Get it? Say thank you. You're welcome, boner boy. Okay. Stroke. 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 Too slow. Okay. Enough stroking then. Let's just go back to fingers. You can use two fingers, but you have to go side to side rather than up and down. when you do it that way, it kind of looks like you're rubbing a clit. It's cute. Hey, I have to ask you. Let's talk about the performance you did for me last night. I wouldn't say I didn't enjoy it. Oh, that's true. I didn't open the door last night. But tell me, how did you feel doing that? Well, I saw someone outside my door masturbating for me, but to tell you the truth, that happens so often, it might not have been you. So, you tell me what you did, and I'll tell you if what I saw was you. So you were soft when you got here? From nerves? I can understand that. I would never expose myself in the hallway where anyone could see me. So how long do you think it took to get hard like you were in the picture? Yeah, because you were so close to coming before, huh? And tell me this. Of the things you did in the hallway last night, which I totes appreciate, which one did you think I'd be most impressed with? Like, what was the hardest to do? Oh, yeah. Edging until a pre-cum dripped on the carpet. That was hot. Could you feel my eyes on you while you were doing that? And you were hoping. Did it make you hot thinking I might be watching you? Awesome. Go ahead and play with yourself any way you want. Wow. I was just going to remind you to say thank you, but you did it without being reminded. That's sweet. I'm blushing. So keep stroking. I want you to feel really good while I tell you something about last night. But stop if you're going to come. Okay. The truth is, I wasn't able to see any of your perving last night. Why? Because I sent you to the wrong door. I don't live in 312, silly. That's the janitor. That old Romanian guy or whatever. He lives there. I don't really want you to know where I live yet, so after I hung up, I went and put my jewelry on his doorknob. Yeah, keep stroking. I want you to try to come, but stop before you do. So, I tricked you into masturbating outside an old man's apartment. Isn't that mean of me? What if he looked out his peephole? He would have been all, "What the fuck?" in Romanian speak or whatever. God, that's too funny. You're still trying to come, right? Hey, don't feel bad. Don't you know girls love a guy that makes them laugh? Okay. Maybe you don't think it's as funny as I do, so go back to a single finger. Frustrating? So what? That's what you get. Let me ask you. Suppose I told you last night to go jack yourself off outside the janitor's apartment just because I wanted you to. Would you have done it? Hesitant. I'll take that as a no, which is too bad. Because it makes me want to make you do that now. Yeah, go jack off at the janitor's door, but then I won't be able to suck you off tonight, and that picture you sent really made me want to, lick you. Slowly up and down, round and round your head. Till your boner is dripping, and then slowly push my mouth down onto it. Feel your hard on slide across my tongue and suck you until your eyes roll back into your head and you cry out in relief. One finger, remember? Don't get greedy. But I told you that if you did what I asked, I would make you come tonight. And I hoped I could do it like that. Instead, now I'm thinking I'm going to put a pair of panties on his doorknob and have you come up and jizz into them and leave them on the doorknob for me to pick up later. Is that how you hoped the night would end? No. Well, let me ask you then, what would you like me to do for you? Really? Come down and have sex with me. Do you know how many men would like me to just come over and have sex with them tonight? Well, I guess I don't know that either. But the point is, that offer is already open to me. Don't you have an imagination? Can't you surprise me? I feel like I'm bringing all the party to this party. Hey, don't worry, I'm just teasing you. It's not really your fault, is it? You're a guy with a hard dick, hard over a little neighbor girl. And now I'm putting you on the spot, asking you to think, be creative. It's not fair, is it? Actually, you've been doing very well, way better than yesterday. I'm mostly pleased. Well, I do feel a little bad for Kayla, that you don't remember her. I introduced you to everybody yesterday. Well, she remembered you. You should. It's your loss. Anyway, I still have to think of an appropriate punishment for being rude to her, but right now, the test. Yes, I need to put you through one last test. And if you pass, we'll figure out a way we can be really, really sweet to you. Ready? Go to your door. I had Kayla run down and leave a box outside your door. Go get it, bring it back to the bedroom, and open it. Yeah, now. Okay. Sit down on the facing the window and look in the box. That thing you just picked up is a vibrator, of course. And also in the box, a couple of my scrunchies. Now, what I want you to do here is, are you still hard? Good. Hold the vibrator against the underside of your dick and use the scrunchies to hold the vibrator in place. You might have to loop them around twice to hold the vibrator nice and tight. Is it tight? Oh God. Great. Now turn the vibrator on to high. Just twist the base. I like how your head fell back. Feels good, doesn't it? Why do I sound like this? Kayla is eating me out. Oh, didn't I tell you? Kayla's my number one pussy licker. I'm not sure if, oh fuck, I'm a lesbian or not, but I know that Kayla isn't, and that's why I like making her do this. Now, what I want you to do is this. Oh God, yes. You can't touch your dick or the vibrator until I tell you. In fact, put both hands behind you. Good. Now, you enjoy having sex with that piece of plastic while I have sex with Kayla. Fuck, that's good. Yeah, baby. My sweet, sweet Kayla. Yeah, baby, that's good. So good. Can you put a finger in? Oh God. Let me check out the window. Seems that vibrator is keeping you nice and hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I have to lay it down. Oh. Yes. 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 Oh. Please. Please, please, please suck my clit. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh God, your lips, your tongue. Lonely boy, do you think that vibrator might just make you come? Really? Well, if it does, if you start to come, don't touch it. Just let it, just let it come. Speaking of coming, oh my God, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh my God, that was awesome. My legs are shaking. How's our little man doing down there? I have to go look. Oh God, don't think I can stand. Still sitting there, hands behind your back. Good. Still hard? Pre-coming. Wow. You must be very horny. Yeah. I'm not. Not anymore. I know someone who is, though. Come here, Kayla. I'm gonna get you out of that underwear. Yeah, just stand there. Let me take this bra off of you. You know, I think she has the nicest tits of all my friends. They're not as big as mine, but they're so perky, so bouncy. You should see them move. Put your hands on your head, Kayla. Jump up and down a little. Oh God, she's gonna get me wet again. And you don't know what you're missing down there. Okay, stop bouncing, but keep your hands on your head. The best part is her nipples. So suckable. Kayla, keep your hands on your head. You always fight this at first, but. You watch our friend down there and let me know if he seems to like listening to me sucking your nipples. And now the other one. She's starting to squirm a bit. She doesn't like standing here for me like this, but she can't help but get turned on. It's dark in here, but I do believe she is blushing. Let me check something. Yes. She's very wet. Your big dick could slide into her with no problem now. Should I finger bang you a little? Yeah. Yeah. How's that? I have an idea. I'm going to make her come while you listen. Now, Kayla, just stand there with your hands on your head and watch him. Let me just kneel down here. Put your legs together, baby, so I can take these off. Now, spread your legs. Wider. Now this is a sweet, sweet smell. Don't look down. Keep watching him. Make sure he behaves himself. You know how close I am down here? I'm sure you can feel my breath in your pubes. Now ask me for it. Come on. Ask me for what you. Open your eyes. Watch him. Now, ask me for what you want. I know what you want, and I'm going to do it, but I want to hear you admit it first. Ask me. How about I blow across it? Lick you? Is that it? I can do that. What's the matter? Isn't this what you wanted? I'm licking you. Along your pussy lips. Teasing your vaginal. What more could you want? If you want something more, you need to be specific. Where would you want our new boy toy to lick you? You told me you thought he was super cute. Look at your face. Was I not supposed to say that? Aw, you embarrassed. Stand still. Keep watching him. And now he's hearing you. Asking to be eaten. By the girl he wanted. The girl he ignored is getting what he wanted. From the girl he wanted it from. He's the one fucking a piece of plastic and a couple of my scrunchies for us too. Ah, so why are you embarrassed? So wet. So tell me. What do you want me to do to you? Clit? You really want your clit licked? Okay. Maybe that's it. That's what you wanted. What's that? What's happening? There he goes. Don't touch anything down there. Just let it come. Keep your hands off. Oh, look at him coming. Amazeballs. Okay. Do you think you're done? Then look out the window. Blow us a kiss. Half-hearted, but whatever. Okay, you can turn off the vibrator and take all that stuff off your dick. Just put it all back in the box. No, don't worry about the mess. Just put it all back in the box, pull up your boxers, and put the box outside your door. And then come back to the bedroom. Okay. How was that? You feel better? What? A little disappointed? Why? We made you come. Aw, the big strong man didn't like the way two little girls made him come, did he? Well, it's better than not coming at all like last night, isn't it? Well, that's what happens when you listen. Make me happy and you come. And the happier I am, the better you come. So, should I call you again? There's lots more pervy stuff we can do. I really do want to see your dick spew close up and personal sometime. But I also might want you to jizz up my panties outside the janitor's door. You never know. So, should I call you? Should I? Okay, but you know I'm going to give you homework. Oh, good, Kayla's back. She went down to get the box. So anyway, I was trying to make Kayla come before you. If you didn't come first, we were probably going to have to go down there and make you come ourselves. But instead, you lost control and splooged all over Kayla's mom's vibrator. So now we borrowed it from Kayla's mom. We don't have vibrators. We have boys. Ew, what a mess you made. Hey, maybe we won't clean it up before we return it. Did you ever want to have sex with Kayla's mom? 'Cause then, next time she uses it, it will be like you're having sex with her. Gross old people sex. Stop, we're just kidding. So anyway, I wanted Kayla to come first, but you were too quick, and poor Kayla never got her cum, and you still have to apologize properly to Kayla anyway for not remembering her. So this is all working out nicely. As I said, if you want to play with us some more, I'm going to give you some more homework. But I think you'll like this one better because you can stay in your bedroom. Your homework is to apologize to Kayla properly for not remembering her and for coming before her. If she likes your apology, she's going to let you eat her out until she comes. Look at that. She likes that idea. The only thing is, kind of digging the fact that you don't remember which girl she was, so you're going to do the whole thing blindfolded and naked. No, listen. This is how we do it. Go unlock your door, turn off your bedroom lights, and take off your clothes. You got that? No, there's more. Take one of those dark pillowcases off the pillow and put it over your head and lay down on the bed. Kayla will go downstairs and come into your room. You'll know she's there because she'll get on the bed and put a blindfold on you over the pillowcase just to be sure you don't see anything. She won't say anything, so you won't even know her voice. Once the blindfold is on, you start your apology. If she doesn't like it, she'll just leave and our games are over. But if she likes it, you'll know because she'll lift the pillowcase enough to expose your mouth and nose and then straddle your face. And you have to eat her for all you're worth. Make sure she comes good if you want to hear from us again. She might want to do other things to you. Suck your dick, fuck you, whatever. Or she might leave. But no matter what, you keep the blindfold on until she's gone. What do you think? Well, I love this idea. I love that as you sit out by the pool eyeing some too young for you girl, or riding the elevator with some young hottie with super suckable nips, you'll be thinking, is this her? As you pass young girls in the hall, you can study their faces. Are they smiling a bit, thinking about the time they totally drenched your face in their pussy juices? You can guess, but you won't know. If they strike up a conversation, or more likely, you try to hit on them, what will you say? Are you going to play the big, confident man with all the money, knowing they might be remembering how you apologized to them? Naked and blindfolded, just before they made you snarf down their Egg McMuff. Of course, you could introduce yourself and try to get their names, but if I were Kayla, I'd totally give you a fake, just to see you pretend that you're not a guy who jizzes all over himself when you hear a few filthy words from my pretty mouth. Because that's what you are becoming. One of my out of control spraying jizz fountains. Knowing all that, should I still send Kayla down for your apology slash face fucking? Great. I can't wait until she gets back up here and we can talk all night about what she did to you down there. Okay, go and lock your door and get ready. She's coming. Warm up that tongue. Good night.